This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives unanimously passes alternative development finance mobilization bill. Finance Minister Patel claims the bill will open door for large-scale physical infrastructure development in Nepal. National Assembly passes Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill. Parliamentary Committee's report on a school education bill presented in House of Representatives. And Sri Lanka's former President Ranil Wickremasinghe arrested in connection with alleged misuse of funds. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has passed the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082. Today's meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament unanimously passed the bill. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Patel said that the bill will open another door for large-scale physical infrastructure development in Nepal. Finance Minister Patel said that the bill addresses Nepal's development needs and has set an example how Parliament can accomplish important work in a short period of time by passing the bill quickly. Participating in the discussion on the bill, opposition party lawmakers also praised the bill, stating that it was a noble concept. After the discussion in the Finance Committee of the Parliament, the bill was presented to the lower house of the House of Representatives. Likewise, in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, a report of the Parliamentary Committee on the School Education Bill 2080 and a report on Bill to Amend some Nepal Acts related to land were presented. While presenting the Education Committee's report on the School Education Bill, Education, Health and Information Technology Committee Chairperson Amar Bahadur Thapa said that the report was prepared based on the demands of stakeholders and the agreement reached by the government with teachers. Similarly, presenting the report in the meeting, Kusum Devi Thapa, chairperson of the Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee, chairperson said that the bill has made necessary legal provisions to organize the landless squatters and unorganized settlers. The National Assembly has unanimously passed the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill, which was received with a message from the House of Representatives. The bill was presented by Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak in today's meeting of the National Assembly. The National Assembly will send the bill back to the House of Representatives with a message. Earlier, responding to questions raised by lawmakers during the discussion on the bill, Home Minister Lekhak mentioned that a practical arrangement has been ensured to enable citizenship to be obtained through the mother's name. The members of the House of Representatives continued expressing concern over the agreement India and China made for reopening trading route via Lipu Lake and called for resolving the issue through diplomatic process. In a special hour of the House of Representatives meeting today, Ram Hari Khatioda said that the agreements relating to reopening of trade route along the Lipu Lake, Limpiadhura and Kalapani area should be diplomatically addressed, stating that Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is likely to visit both the neighbors in a few days. He emphasized the need to solve the issue through diplomatic talks. Likewise, Medmani Chowdhury echoed similar views as Khatiwada and urged the government to raise the issue and solve it diplomatically. The Beni Jomsom Road linking Mustang District with National Highway and Beni Burbang Road connecting three locals of Magdi District with its district headquarters have been disrupted since this morning due to the landslide occurred at various places. According to the District Traffic Police Office, Magdi, vehicular movement along the Beni Jomsom Road has come to a halt after landslide at Maskarza of Raghughat Rural Municipality 2, Suke Bahar of Annapurna Rural Municipality 3 at the Mahavir. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, has said that preparation was made to cover all Nepalis under the Social Security Fund, SSF, responding to the queries related to the ministry in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Minister Bhandari mentioned that necessary arrangements were in place to align with all the SSF. He viewed that out of total Nepali migrant workers, 1.835 million have joined the SSF. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithvi Biswa Gurung, has said that the government was introducing a bill on operation and regulation of social networks so that anarchy fueled in the name of media would be curbed. At a press conference organized by the Press Authority Nepal Kashki chapter today, Minister Gurung argued that efforts were made to spread the misleading information on the bill. He added that the bill on the social network is not for control, but for regulation. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415# #7# गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba has emphasized the urgent need for climate protection and environmental conservation to ensure Nepal's secure future. Speaking to media after inaugurating a tree plantation program in Banipa today, the Foreign Affairs Minister expressed her concern over the consequences of climate change affecting Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe has been arrested in connection with the alleged misuse of funds, the BBC says. He faces the three charges related to trips he took abroad while serving as president. Wickremesinghe arrived at Magistrates Court in the capital, Colombo, on Friday, having already given a statement to the Criminal Investigations Department earlier in the day. He served as president from 2022-2024, stepping into the role after the country's worst-ever economic crisis triggered a popular uprising caused his predecessor Gotabaya Rajapakse to flee. He was widely credited with helping put the island nation back to the road to economic recovery. Famine has been confirmed in Gaza City and its surrounding areas for the first time. The BBC cited a UN-backed food security body as saying. The IPC says more than 500,000 people in the strip are facing starvation, destitution and death, with catastrophic conditions projected to expand to Deir al-Balah and Khan Yunis next month. However, Israel's foreign ministry rejects the report, saying that there is no famine in Gaza. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says the crisis is a failure of humanity itself, as he calls for unrestricted humanitarian access to Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the dry region of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces and the dry region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives unanimously passes Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Finance Minister Podel claims the bill will open door for large-scale physical infrastructure development in Nepal. National Assembly passes Nepal's Citizenship Second Amendment Bill. Parliamentary Committee's report on school education bill presented in House of Representatives. and Sri Lanka's former President Ranil Wickremesinghe arrested in connection with alleged misuse of powers. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.